Well, good people, welcome aboard the New Breed Business Training Call with me, your host, Bishop Wayne Malcolm, and it is Friday night. Friday nights are dedicated to the Diamond members of the ICANN Global Network, which is our social network for Christ ambassadors, those that are called to influence the spheres of influence in society. I'm excited about tonight's lesson, delighted that you're on board, and we are going to start with a word of prayer as we are absolutely, unashamedly, boldly, faith-based. So let's just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another opportunity to learn, another opportunity to grow. We ask you to bless us today with understanding, with breakthroughs, with wisdom, that we may take our initiatives and ventures forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, good people. This is Bishop Wayne Malcolm, and you are on the New Breed Business Training Call, in which tonight I am dealing with the subject of innovation. Innovation. Innovation is one of the critical components in a profit-making business system. And of course, we've identified 12 critical components, and tonight we're dealing with one such component. It is innovation. Why we call it a critical component in the business system is because you know what happens if a component is faulty or missing from a system, the entire system breaks down. And so these are the essentials, the prerequisites, the must-haves in any business system. And it's one of my favorite subjects, so we're going to have as much fun as tonight. First of all, I want to start by talking about the difference between creativity and innovation. The difference between creativity and innovation. Or some people call it the difference between invention and innovation. You know, when we invent something, we are basically creating something new. We're creating something new. Creativity is about newness, about something new coming forth. But innovation has to do with making that invention even better. It has to do with the journey from good to great, and it has to do with the process by which good things become even better. So innovation is about getting better. It's about being better. It's about continuous and never-ending improvement. And in this respect, creativity can get you started in business. Creativity can bring a new product or a new service to market. But it will take innovation to keep you in business. I'll say it again. Creativity will get you into business, but it will take innovation to keep you in business. It is innovation that makes business sustainable. So any business, any brand that you're aware of that's been around for a long time has been constantly making improvements to the way that they function, to the products and services that they offer, to their marketing. They are constantly making improvements. And, you know, I used to think about this as a child. I would look at adverts on TV, adverts for soap powder, for example, Dazz or Bold. And then, you know, every so many months, a new advert would come out talking about new and improved Dazz or Bold. And then later on, another advert would come out and talk about super bold, super new and improved. And because they were constantly making these improvements, they stayed in business. We can also see this principle at work in the car industry. You know, for every model that comes to market, every new model that comes to market, what you see there is raw creativity. The creativity has gone into the shape and the design and the performance of the vehicle. But each year they'll bring out a new model in which they have addressed some of the issues that have come up, and they have made consistent improvements. And in that way, that make and that model remains in demand for many years to come because of the innovation, the innovative approach to constantly upgrading, constantly improving, constantly seeking ways to make the vehicle better. And this is a very important business philosophy, and it's a very important component. Excuse me. Here we go. A very important component in your business system. So let's look at, I'd like to even draw a distinction between, a further distinction between creativity and innovation by talking about two of my favorite entrepreneurs that I enjoy studying and looking at their life. The first is Richard Branson and the second Bill Gates. Bill Gates became a billionaire by bringing a new product to the market. He was able to take, you know, computer technology, which was cumbersome and large, and to make it available to people in the form of a desktop. He was able to bring an operating system called Windows to the market that made it possible for ordinary people to utilize computer technology. So he became a billionaire bringing something new to the market. Richard Branson also became a billionaire, but he didn't bring anything new to the market. He didn't invent music. He didn't invent airplanes. He did not invent trains. He did not invent mobile phones. But what he did was he made improvements to the way that these existing products and services were given to the public. So what makes the difference with the Virgin brand is the customer experience. You know, he practiced innovation when it came to the customer experience. And so there's an experience you get on a Virgin flight. There's an experience you get, you know, which is quite a youthful and energetic experience that you get with Virgin products. Because what Richard Branson has done is he has brought innovation to that. And as a result, he became a billionaire, and his brand remains relevant, and his brand continues to grow because they are continuing to practice innovation. So that's the power of innovation. Innovation really means that you don't even have to bring something new to the market. But if you can make incremental improvements to the way that that product or that service is sold, or even to the delivery of the product or service, or to the aftercare and the customer service that you bring to people who purchase that product or service, if you can be innovative and make those improvements, then you will become of immense value to your market. In fact, my friend and mentor, Brian Tracy, says that if you can improve on an existing product or service by as much as 10%, the market will receive it as a new product or service. That means if you can make a 10% improvement on the way that a product or service is offered or to that product or service itself, the market will receive it as a new product or service. So creativity will get you into business, but innovation will keep you in business. And it's very important that whatever we do as entrepreneurs, that we do it for the long run and that we build it to last. It's very important that we build things to last and that we are concerned about the sustainability of any business that we go into. So, of course, a lot of people are looking for business opportunities right now. You may have found a business opportunity. One of the most important questions you can ask is, how sustainable is this business? Or for how long will this product or service be in demand? Excuse me. Okay. I thought I was going to sneeze, but it didn't happen. And don't worry, I'll edit all of this in the recording. So one of the most important questions you could ask is, how sustainable is this? Does this business sit within a growth industry? What I mean by a growth industry, I mean an industry that's growing. Demand for the products and services are growing. An industry that has not peaked in terms of its life cycle and on its way out, but an industry that is rising because the need for it is continually growing. And typically the industries that we could call growth industries have to do with the fact that people want to live longer, they want to live healthier, they want a better quality of life. And so those products and services that enrich the quality of a person's life or that are consistently in demand, that are not going anywhere anytime soon, those businesses are great businesses to get in because there's some sustainability, there's some longevity to it. And your job, once you get into a business like that, is to constantly improve, to keep getting better, to discover, to seek out and discover new approaches to old problems, new methods by which you can serve your market, new models that you can use to accelerate and advance the business. It's about thinking in terms of newness and becoming innovative in the way that you run your business. So how does innovation actually work? So how does it actually work, and how do we actually do innovation? So first of all, innovation starts with questioning assumptions. I'll say it again. Innovation starts with questioning assumptions. You become innovative when you start questioning the things you assume about your business, the things you assume about customers, the things that you assume about the product or the service. When you start questioning those assumptions, there is the beginnings, the birth of an innovation. So rather than simply assuming that it is the way it is because it's always been that way and that's how it's always going to be, you have to get outside of the box and start questioning, why is it that way, and is there, in fact, a better way? Typical questions for innovative leaders are, why do we do it this way? Is there a better way? How can we increase our sales while reducing our costs? How can we get it to the customer quicker or faster? How can we become more efficient? How can we improve on the product itself? How can we make it even better? These are questions. That's the genre of questions that you have to ask if you're going to practice innovation. You have to question those assumptions and literally seek for a better way, a way to improve. So what you don't do is just kind of sit back and hope that a good idea will come to you. You don't just sort of go about your business doing what you've always done, getting the same result, hoping that some flash of light will show you a new way. And remember, one of the definitions for insanity is that if you keep doing what you've always done, whilst expecting a different result, all right? The fact is that if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. And if you don't like what you've always got and you want to get something new, then you're going to have to do something new. But what you don't do is just keep on doing the same old, hoping for a different result. Now, you have to literally sit down and practice innovation. And that would start by getting your team together or simply sitting together with yourself and a notepad and a pen and asking some questions. Why do we do it this way? Is there a better way? What would improve our position? And you start asking those questions around, the areas that you're seeking to improve. So now let me talk about four types of business innovation. Four types of business innovation as follows. Number one is product innovation. This occurs when you say, okay, this is our product. This is what we're offering. How can we make it better? How can we make it even better? How can we take the customer's experience to another level? How can we address some of the problems in our existing product or service? And this is what you see with, if you have a smartphone, you will see that the operating system will constantly be upgraded. Why? Because someone's practicing innovation. Somebody's looking to make these improvements. They're looking for new ways to make the technology work better. And they're starting by saying, okay, let's assume that this isn't perfect. And let's listen to what our customers are saying, and let's iron out these bugs, and let's take this to another level. So product innovation means looking at what you're offering, and asking yourself, how can we make this even better? How can we give even more value for money in this offering? How can we make a good product even better? And when you sit down with your pad and your pen or with your team, everyone then starts to contribute to that and the mental chemistry begins to create what Napoleon Hill called the mastermind. You know, as the meeting of minds come together, then what will come out of that is a product innovation. And you will begin to see, wow, here's how we can make improvements, massive improvements to this particular product. Here's how we can create even more value for our customers. Here's how we can set ourselves apart from our competitors. That's product innovation. And then number two is the promise innovation. Promise innovations. Four types of business innovation I'm dealing with today. Product innovation is number one. How can we bring even more value to our customers through our product and service? But promise innovation is really important because your promise, what is your promise in business? Any marketing that you do, any advertising that you do, any promotion that you do, any sales letter that you write, any follow-up process, any customer service, they are all typically referred to as your marketing. But the fact is, your marketing is your promise. Because when you put a package on a product, you're making a promise. When you throw up a website, you're making a promise. You know, when you produce a flyer, you're making a promise. If you make a sales presentation, you're really making a promise. The question is, how can we improve on that promise, and how can we make a good promise even better? How can we do our marketing even better? How can we make our packaging even better? How can we make the price even better? How can we make the promotional strategy even better? How can we make our customer service even better, the way that we follow through? How can we wow our customers with the level of service we give them after the sale? Now, when someone is thinking like that, they are thinking innovatively, okay? They're not necessarily going to invent something new, but they are going to bring a fresh approach to the table. They're going to bring a new method to the table. What comes out of that conversation, either with yourself or with your team, is a new way, an innovative approach, a fresh approach to your packaging, to your marketing, to your sales letters, to your sales process and pitch, to your customer service, to your promotion, your overall promotion, and maybe even to the pricing. You are going to see innovation and continuous improvement. Now, how often should you do this? Once? No. You must do this as often as you can throughout the life of your business, but at least twice a year, you need to sit down and review your product and review your promise, especially if your promise is not delivering the results you expected. In other words, your marketing is not delivering, is not generating the leads, and is not converting the leads into customers, and is not converting customers into clients. If that's not happening through your process, through your promise, then it's time to review that promise and look at ways you can improve it and make it even better and make it even more effective. All right, number three is the process innovation. Process innovations. What do we mean by that? We mean that business, your business, is a set of processes. Okay, you know, there is the marketing of the business, which is going to generate leads or inquiries. Once those inquiries come in, there is a process for following up on those inquiries and converting inquiries into sales, and then delivering on the promise, the product or the service, and then supporting your customers so they can eventually become clients. These are processes in your business. The question is, can you improve on those processes? How can we take this and make it even better? Is there a piece of technology that would make our process better? Is there a human resource that would make our process better? Is there some training and some quality controls that would make our process even better? Can it be smoother? Can it be simpler? Can it be more efficient? Can it be more effective? Can it be faster? You know, can we improve on this process in such a way that we continue to deliver great value to our customers and they continue to enjoy doing business with us? That's questioning the process. Now, what happens to companies that never question their process? Well, they're stuck with the same old technologies, the same old people in the same old roles doing it the same old way when their competitors have gone ahead of them with lightning speed using new technology, using new software, using new systems, new processes, new strategies for delivering. You cannot afford to be left behind. You cannot afford to be left behind. The next innovation is performance innovation. So that's when you're going to look at your targets and you're going to look at how your business is performing and how you can reach new targets and how you can raise the bar and how you can get faster results. Now, I want to get back to, you know, why it is that innovation is so important for you, why it's such a critical component. And it's this. Change is the only certainty in business. Change is the only certainty in business. The only thing you can be certain of in your business right now is that things are changing all the time and changing ever more rapidly. Why? Because the environment in which you do business is changing. The competition is changing. The new technology is changing the way that the business is done. Globalization, the fact that we are now in a global village and we can have customers in Australia and customers in America and customers in Africa and customers in Europe, and these trade barriers are falling all the time so that an individual working from London can have clients and customers in other parts of the world, communicate with them through Skype. And all of these technology is making it easier for individuals to do business. So because change is constantly happening, you have to keep ahead of the curve, keep up with the rate or the pace of change, otherwise you fall behind. When you fall behind, you lose your competitive edge. When you fall behind, you lose your competitive advantage. When you fall behind, you simply go out of business, because your competitors swallow up the market. So, four innovations in business. How you do the innovation is you ask the questions and you stick with it until new ideas and answers come. Now, I'm going to give you a little formula for innovation. I call it the I-STEP formula, I-STEP. And it's an acronym. So the I stands for innovation. Innovation is the idea, okay? You found a new way. You found a better way. You can make an improvement either to the products, to the promise, to the, you know, to or to the process or to the overall performance. You found a way. You feel like you found a way. You've got a great idea. See, what you're going to have to do now is submit that idea to a process, because if you do not submit the idea to a process and you just go about implementing new ideas because you've had a new idea, you may find that the new idea was a bad idea. It sounded good, it looked good on paper, but it was a bad idea. So you have to submit your bright ideas to a process whereby you can prove that this is going to be a good change for the way that I operate. So you get the innovation, okay? The very next step is the S, excuse me. The S stands for strategy. The S stands for strategy. That means you've got to move from idea to plan. You've got to move from idea to plan. You now need a plan for implementation. How will we implement this idea? What are the stages, what are the phases in which we would bring this idea to the table? You got to move from an idea in your head to a plan on a piece of paper. That's the first thing. See, if you can't write it down, then it's probably a bad idea. Wow. I'm not even going to say I'm under attack tonight. I'm just going to say I'm sneezing a lot tonight. And God bless you for staying on board. I promise you will not catch the cold. So here goes. You got to move from the idea to the strategy, from an idea to a plan. The next is T. It stands for test. This is critical. Do not implement an idea until you have tested it. You must find a way to test it first to see if it works in a safe environment where you haven't invested everything into that change, but you're testing it, you're trying it, and you're getting feedback. Feedback from your customers, feedback from your colleagues, feedback from your peers. This is my idea. I'm testing it. Give me some feedback. Let's see if it works. Let's see if it flows. Let's see if it fits. So you test it. Number four is E, which stands for execute. The best ideas are of no value until you execute on the idea. That means you fully implement the strategy. But you cannot implement a strategy you don't have, and you must not implement a strategy you have not tested. I'll say it again. You cannot implement a strategy you haven't tested. So you have an idea, translate it into a strategy, then test it. Now you're ready to execute. You're ready to. If it passes the test, you can fully go ahead and implement that change, knowing that that change is going to make a serious difference to your bottom line and to the overall success of your business. And then finally is the P, and the P stands for performance. So what you have to do now that you've executed is you have to monitor the performance of this new this newness in your product, your process, your promise. You're going to have to start to monitor that, because you have to know that you are making a difference. And so the I step as a formula is very, very useful, because what does it do? It prevents you from simply throwing a new idea into a business like a spanner into the spokes and bringing everything to a grinding halt. It forces you to write down your ideas and to develop a strategy for implementing. It forces you to test it and then to execute and then to monitor the performance of your great idea. This is a critical component for business success. It should be practiced at least twice a year, where you literally sit down and question the assumptions and question the norms and look for better ways to do what you are doing and look for ways to improve on the product, look for ways to improve on the marketing, look for ways to improve on the process, all the business processes, and look for a way to improve the overall performance of your company. And as you do that, new ideas are going to come. Translate them into a strategy, test, execute, and monitor the performance. Well, I trust that tonight has been a blessing to somebody. In between all the sneezing, I actually delivered some very useful information. I'm going to close with this. I want to invite you to join Team Bishop. What did I say? Team Bishop. I want you to join my business team. I am building a massive business team, which means that we are looking for entrepreneurial minds, energetic and entrepreneurial minds, who are ready to put a business to work. You don't have to create the business, because we will give you a business that is ready-made, which means all of the things that you would physically have to create, that you would physically have to produce in order to run the business, it has already been produced for you, because we are partnering with companies and organizations, global companies and organizations, who are able to give a business opportunity to a person with the right mind. So we want to build that business team And we want you to create multiple streams of residual income. And we want to test all of our theories, and we want to put it to work with a great business team. It's called Team Bishop. Now, if you're interested in joining Team Bishop and becoming part of our business team, in which I will absolutely become your business coach and mentor, and absolutely work with you to see you succeed in business and begin making that residual income, then what you need to do is send me a note to say, I want to join Team Bishop. Send me an email. Put something on my on the social network. Put something on Facebook. Send me an email. Says, I want to join Team Bishop. And then we'll send you information about the businesses that we are getting ready to launch and about the opportunities we're making available to entrepreneurs. If you live in London, then join us at ICANN Studios on Tuesday evening at 7:30. It will be a big business opportunity meeting where we'll show you what we have available, how you can work the business, and how you can very quickly begin to generate additional income streams into your life. So God bless you tonight. Heaven smile upon you. Have a wonderful evening and join Team Bishop. God bless you and good night.